Okay, so it's me, Alisa, you know, Alisa Ramos, you know. But today we're going to talk about racial inequality. Racial inequality is something that's been going on for a while now. And by what I mean for a while, I mean for a while. It started and existed where, like, when slavery started happening. And when slavery started happening, like, a lot of other races started suffering. And I don't know, you know, bad things, you know what I mean? So once again, we're gonna talk about racial inequality. And once again, racial inequality started, like, slavery and all that stuff. And we need to stop racial inequality, because everyone is not being equally treated. Like, for example, the Black Lives Matter movement, all that stuff. Like, George Floyd was being killed because he'd technically done nothing, to be honest, and he was killed in an instant for, like, 8 minutes. He was suffering, and then right those 8 minutes, he has died. Why? Because the police officers put a knee on his neck. And this has been going on to, like, Breonna Taylor and etc. And it's mostly Black people, mostly, but once again, other races are suffering, like Asian hate, Black Lives Matter, Hispanics, you know, like the wall, for example, like Donald Trump, and yeah. So how are we gonna stop this? Is we need to make laws and rules, and if we break those laws or rules, there needs to be consequences, punishment, like, for example, being sentenced to jail. Or, I mean, depending on how bad the racial inequality is or how racist the person has been. So, depending on that, like, for example, the cop that killed George Floyd, he was sentenced to jail for, I don't remember how many years, but it was, like, I don't remember exactly, so I might may get this wrong, but it's probably, like, for, like, 5 to 10 years. Listen, I don't know that much about it, but I know he's been sentenced to prison. But he's killed someone, an innocent person, down the street, innocent person in his car, put a knee on his neck. He said, "I couldn't breathe." He died, and no one has done nothing. I mean, yeah, people have been protesting. Yeah, a lot of people have been spreading awareness, but the government and the police force have not been doing anything to stop it. All they've been doing was getting things worse, especially President Donald Trump, which is not a president anymore. Which is, he's not a president anymore right now, but he has affected a lot of things. Instead of him stopping and talking about racial inequality, he forced the police to, instead of, you know, he said, like, you know, when you put prisoner, like, I mean, when you arrest someone, you put their head, you put their hand on their, you put your hand on your head once you put it in the car. And he said, no, don't do that. Don't do that. Like, that person maybe killed someone. Like, you know what I mean, but, like, more to, like, racial inequality stuff, if that made sense. But, yeah, once again, to stop this, law and punishment. Laws, rules, punishment to stop racism. And our boundaries. Our boundaries is mostly in the middle of the United States, like, where, like, the countryside is, like, Kentucky, Nevada, and you know what I mean, like, those countryside states. They are really racist. I mean, not all of them, but they are really racist, you know, and they just don't understand of what's going on, like, throughout, like, the whole country. They just, like, think that it's they're doing this so they can blah 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 or other stuff, or they don't believe in that, you know what I mean? Like, they don't support, you know, they don't support Black Lives Matter, and they don't care about that stuff. They are racist. They definitely support racial inequality and all that stuff. Well, once again, I'm gonna say it again, this is not all of the people in the middle of the United States. This is most of the people, not all of them, but most of them. There could be some people that support Black Lives Matter and are not racist. Yeah, those are the people we need, and those are the people that we need those people to become, because racism needs to end. We are all humans. We are all equal. We came from, in the first human, I mean, not first human, but we came from mammoths. Oh my god. Anyways, forget that I said that. We came from monkeys. okay, chimpanzees, whatever they're called, but we came from the same place. We came from the same place. We're all human. The only thing different is our color, our color, our race, our religion. That doesn't matter. We are still human. We came from the same place. We are the same. We are no different than everyone. We are the same. Doesn't matter what we believe in. Doesn't matter what we look like. We are all the same. Yeah, there's racism everywhere depending on where you live, and depending on where you are from, there's racism. There could be racism everywhere, but we need to spread this. We need to spread awareness. A lot of people are spreading awareness, protesting, doing petitions, and, you know, all those stuff, so they can try to stop racial inequality. And yeah, listen, we're all human. We're all the same. There's nothing different between us except what we believe in. We look different, but we are all the same. We are human. We are made out of flesh. We have blood in our bodies. We have everything that everyone has. Everything. So, there is no difference. I can get why racism is there, but it's no point anymore. We are all together. We all came as one now. Since a long time ago. Okay? We need to stop this instantly. So this is why I'm doing my podcast, so I can spread awareness, you know. But let me tell you a story. So in eighth grade, like, I'm not going to be saying names or anything because I'm not trying to make the situation worse. But, I mean, maybe I'll say the name of the teacher, but, you know what, I'm not gonna say the name, because I don't, why not, you know, because I'm being nice, you know, but, my art teacher in eighth grade, I had art in that class, and I was, you know, fooling around, because it was so quiet, and we're usually all, like, hyped up and all that stuff, and we're, like, having fun. So I decided to joke around and all that stuff, because, like, that's what everyone does, you know. I decided to, like, draw, like, a little smiley face on one of my friend's papers, and he got mad, you know. I mean, yeah, I can get that. Like, he reacted in a bad way, so he, like, scribbled on almost half of my paper. Then he got mad and all that stuff, and then I told my teacher, my art teacher, and she separated us. She separated us. She put my friend, and she stayed, no, yeah. She kept my friend where he was, and she moved me to a different table, which is right next to each other, but she still separated us. But I could still talk to them, but, like, I cannot sit on the same table that they were. So she put moving the table next to my, to the other table. And I didn't realize it at the time, but what she said is, don't cross the wall. And listen, keep in mind that my friend is Hispanic. He is Latin. He is Salvadorian. So, and I am Peruvian, I am Hispanic, I am Latin, and all that stuff. You know what I mean? And you know what she said? Keep in mind, I didn't know what she meant at that time. But keep in mind, she said, don't cross the wall or else I'm going to call ICE. And then I started laughing, you know, it's like it's a wall because, you know, I'm not supposed to cross it or else I'm going to get in trouble and all that stuff. I didn't get it at the time. But then once I was telling the story to my friend in another class at a different period, I was telling her the story, and then I was like, wait. As soon as, like, I said that, I was like, wait, hold on. I just realized what she said. ICE, the wall in Mexico, the ICE to stop from immigrants getting to the United States, Trump. Like, I was like, wait, hold on. I was shocked. I was speechless. I didn't know what to say. I was like, no way she actually said that. Like, this is the first time someone has actually been racist to me and said stuff racist of me. And it wasn't just me, it was my friend that she also said it to. And I realized, once again, I was shocked. Speechless. I didn't know what to say. I had no words. Technically, I couldn't even think. I felt so dumb that I didn't realize what she said. Because if I realized what she said, I wouldn't have stood up and told her. I mean, I wouldn't have made things right, you know. Because, like, I wouldn't have maybe probably made a scene, but I mean, hello, I would make a scene because hello, she's being racist to me and to Hispanics, literally. Like, once again, we are all human. We are all the same. The only thing different is the what we believe in and what we look like, but we are all the same. We are human. Human beings. But back to the story. I was shocked and all that stuff. And then I told my friend, well, he was in the same class as me. This was like a different period, so he was in the same class as me. So I told my friend that, and he was like, whoa, hold on, I feel so stupid and not realizing that. I was like, yeah, me too. So I was like, I didn't know what to do at that time, because once again, no one has ever said that to me, like anyone, like at all. So I was just telling my friend on what we should do, and we were like technically talking about why did she say that, and we were like surprised. We were speechless. Like, I didn't know what to do at all. So I didn't know what to do at the time, so I waited till the next day to think of something, because I had to process it. I was still processing it at the time. So the next day came. I did say something to my friends, because I was just maybe sorry, I don't know, but this is, like, a lot, because this is the first time that this happened to me, like, in eighth grade, from a teacher that's supposed to educate me and tell me things that are right, like, educate me, you know what I mean? But I told a couple of my friends that were in that art class, and, about it, and then I asked them, did you hear her say it? And they were like, yeah, we did. I'm like, oh my god, I feel so dumb. I was, again, completely shocked. I did not believe that it happened. I was processing it all. It happened so quickly that I did not realize on what she said. And so, I told my friend that, you know what, I'm going to tell the teacher to go to the office so I could talk to the principal about it. Because this is serious. This is serious. Like, a teacher said it. A teacher is supposed to educate me. Educate me, tell me what's right and wrong, not supposed to say stuff about me, stuff terrible, racist about me or anyone in the school. So I asked my Spanish teacher, this was Spanish, so I asked my Spanish teacher about it to go to the principal, and she was like, why do you need to talk to the principal? And I told her the story. She was like, oh my god. And I was like, yeah, I know. She was like, I'm so sorry about that. I was like, no, it's okay. I just need to talk to the principal about it and make an end to this. Because this was not right. This was not. So I went to the principal and all that stuff. I told him the situation. And they were completely surprised. They were shocked. I mean, they were shocked. They were completely shocked. And what the principal made me do, actually, it was saying the principal was like the vice principal, but like at the end the principal did talk to me about it. So the vice principal told me to come to her office, and I told everything to her, and she made me write everything down, you know, so it could be evidence, because, you know, she told me to write everything down, every single detail that happened. I couldn't even miss a step. If like everything I had to write in that sheet of paper. When I was done, I handed it to her. She was like, I'm so sorry that this happened. I'll see what I can do. And I was like, yeah, okay, thank you. And then I was like, see what you could do. You have to make a stop to this, because this is not right. This is the teacher supposed to educate you, teach you what's right and wrong, or what you should do correctly in your life, you know what I mean? The principal interviewed the whole class individually and asked them if she said that, don't cross the wall or else I'll call it ICE. And every single person in my class said yes. And actually, hold on. I mean, yeah, that actually happened. But before that, the principal talked to my teacher, my art teacher, about it. And she lied. She said, no, I never said that. So right after, the principal interviewed every single one of my classmates in that class, in the art class, and every single one of them said yes. So there is no way. So there was no way she could not get away with this. And she interviewed him. The principal talked to her again, and she lied again. And there was clearly evidence. Clearly, everyone in the class heard her say it. Everyone said yes. Everyone confirmed that she actually said that. Everyone. But then I had to tell my parents at some point. So I told them, and then my parents talked to the principal, and my principal was like, yeah, we know about this. We have it under control. We're gonna keep an eye on the teacher. And yeah, my dad was furious. My dad was furious. My mom was just shocked, because this never, once again, this never happened to me. So what they did, my dad wanted her to like get suspended or something, or have consequences what she did, because what she did was terrible. It was racist. What she did was full of racism right there. Like, how could she like say something to one of her students? Like, if you have something to say, just keep it in like, keep it as your opinion, or like, keep it to yourself. Don't just say it. Like, I always tell my friends, say, like, think before you say something, you know, because apparently she didn't think, and she said it, and that's what happened, consequences. And so what the principal did is that they suspended her for the last 3 days of school. And yeah, my dad still in the summer went to the school and asked what they did to her, and my dad technically wants her gone, because once again, what she did was terrible. She was being racist to two of her students, two of them. And yeah, I never saw her again. Once again, it was my last year of middle school, so I never saw her again. And yeah, like I said, think before you say something, you know. Racial inequality needs to stop. Literally. Like, seriously, it's getting out of hand, getting out of control. I mean, people are dying left and right. People that are Black, Hispanic, Asian are dying left and right. Every corner that we turn are someone dying by a cop. Yeah, a cop. Someone that's supposed to protect us from danger and from harm, instead of killing innocent people for no reason. No reason. I mean, okay, maybe the person has done something, but you should not kill them. Kill them in front of the whole public? Like, that is the worst thing you can do. But yeah, once again, we need to stop racial inequality. So this is why I'm doing this podcast. To spread awareness and to try to stop racial inequality. I hope this has, you know, taught you something, maybe. I hope. If not, then I'll maybe keep trying, you know. But thank you for listening. This is Elisa Ramos, out.